Hey, everybody, this is Steli FT.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to deal with your employees' side projects.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So here's why I want to talk about this with you, Heaton. I got an email from somebody that was asking me, you know, he basically discovered, he has a small team of five people in a startup, and he discovered that one of his developers is working on a side project, on a little app on the side. And it's something that he didn't know about and kind of like just stumbled over it. And he was kind of conflicted about this. And I think that this is something that a lot of entrepreneurs go through, especially probably less experienced ones, where, you know, maybe you're a bit more, I don't know, afraid of the energy and time commitment and work that your employees put into your company versus potentially putting into their side projects or something that could turn into their own business one day. So, and I've gone through this, a journey of this of myself. I think when I first started as an entrepreneur, I was maybe not as cool with it, and I've become a lot more cool with it. And even like would hire people that had very prominent side projects and tell them that I would support them with them. And if in a couple of years that those side projects grew bigger, they could go on and do that full time. And that has happened successfully many times before. And I'm sure you have a bunch of good examples, bad examples. So I just thought it'd be a fascinating topic to talk about from a founder perspective. How should you think about the side projects of your employees? Good, bad, encourage it, discourage it. What's been your experience? What's kind of your take today on this topic?
There's two answers I have. I don't really have a take. I haven't experienced this a lot in my businesses. And when I talk to people about it, I think it's cultural. Is it accepted or a norm at the company you're at? Is the leadership, founders, whoever, are they encouraging it, okay with it? How do they view it? And then what do you want as a team member in a company too? And then there's a piece that's like, you know, so I guess there's more than two things, but like there's a piece where it's like legally, what are you allowed to do and not do based on the agreement you signed? And I think it's a topic that's definitely something where like I see a lot of people doing, or I see an increasing amount of people do freelancing on the side,
just because
they want to make more income, or they have a passion or something that's not coming out at work. And so myself as a sort of manager, there's a case-by-case basis in some ways. There's a way to think of this as something where as long as these things aren't competitive to the business, because I think that's a no-no. It's just not cool. It's just not cool, right? And you're still able to get your work done as well as you possibly can. There is a work-life harmony, work-life balance, your own personal happiness as a team member, and thus like your ability to contribute to the company that come into play here. So we have a designer, and he likes cars. He has a fixed up car, and he's part of a car club. And he sometimes on the weekend, he'll go, like they have a car meetup, like a big one, and he like helps organize it and stuff. Or he's like working on their website or working on their merchandise. It's a, you know, it's not like a side job. It's not like a side gig. It's not like freelancing. It's just something he does. It's a project, right? Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to do with work. So yeah, there's stuff like that. I've had a couple of designers. And again, I just mentioned designers because they're just the ones that end up having this. They have a personal site. They're making a bunch of icons for people and things like that. Like, not for people, just icon sets, and wanted to play around with it. So I wouldn't say I'm the type of person to encourage it. I also wouldn't say I'm the type of person to discourage it. I'm just the type of person that's like, you know, your priority should be your work when it comes to, you know, how you're making a living if you're going to work at a company. So there are very rare exceptions where they don't need to make a living, but they're willing to work at another company. Some people are like that, but usually they're working at a really large enterprise or a large company. So I look at it more like from my end on a case-by-case basis, and I look at it as some teams have this cultural thing where a lot of people have side projects. Other teams are way on the other end where nobody does. And there's, I think, folks in the middle. And then I think about it as like, what's the difference between a side project and a hobby? Because everyone probably has a hobby. I actually, on Twitter, someone asked me about hobbies and I'm like, I don't have a hobby. I think that's just a construct, but that's a whole different story. But a lot of people have hobbies or what they would call hobbies. Is that okay? Look, ultimately, we don't control anybody. They control themselves. So I look at it as, again, case by case. And when I look at it as other companies and team members, some of these things are required for certain people's happiness.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think on this one, we're pretty much on the same page. For me, you know, as many times as we said this before, it depends, right? I think there's a few things that are important to consider, though. A, to me, there's a difference between a side hustle, a side project, or a, you know, a startup on the side, right? So the there are differences there. Side hustle to me is something that is like, or, you know, complementary income. So if you, so some people, especially like developers and designers, this is a good example. They might make a little bit of money here and there opportunistically in a way that's very easy for them to do. So maybe they were freelancing for many years before joining your company as a, let's say, designer. And then they still get approached by people that want design contracting work, right? Or freelance work. And they might just be recommending somebody else and taking a small commission, right, for that. Or taking on projects but giving somebody else to finish. But doing that very kind of inbound, very sporadically, maybe it's like 2 or 3 times a year, it just happens when it happens. It's very easy, light work, very little bit of income. It's just very opportunistic. That's very different from working on, from supplementing your income and being like, every weekend I'm doing freelance work that I'm proactively pitching and bidding for projects, and then I have to work and finish them on a deadline, and it's because I want to make more income and I can't make that income at my full-time job. That's a very those two things are very different in terms of the context around them versus doing a side project where it's like something that you start with the intention to do this on the side and grow it and eventually have hopes to do this full-time. Versus do this as a side project where the goal is really to learn a new language or learn a new tool set or create something that's small that just creates this kind of monthly income and runs on its own but never becomes